Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Joining us now, he is Joe Bartel of RotoWire. Joe, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to talk some fantasy football.
I feel like every week we're going to be talking about all the guys that are out and hurt and what are replacements and so forth. So let's first start by the people that we know are out at this point. And we go back to Minnesota. We'll stay in the NFC North to start with Jordan Addison out for the Vikings. Obviously, the Vikings off to 2-0 start. Things looking really good, but not an easy matchup on paper this week.
Yeah, you're right. And I think Jalen Naylor was probably like a deeper league priority of some degree because, like you mentioned, every single person is going to be dealing with injuries to a certain extent going against the Texans. And we'll probably talk about the reverse with their injury with Joe Mixon in just a second.
Yep.
But I do think there's a possibility in, like, let's say, 12-team leagues with 20-man roster spots that Jalen Naylor would be a wide receiver 3 or a flex option. I think it's entirely possible. And I think that defense for the Texans is pretty good, but I think there's just going to be a lot of offense involved overall. So I would assume that you could possibly play Jalen Naylor. Like, if we're ranking these guys that I would rather have instead, certainly Juwan Jennings for the 49ers with Deebo Samuel out and George Kittle out, that would be my more preferred option. You could talk about some of the running backs, too, with Cam Akers or Carson Steele. But I think Jalen Naylor is absolutely in the equation for that.
All right, let's talk about Joe Mixon on the other side here. The Texans making no bones about it. They obviously want to run the football more to keep some pressure off of C.J. Stroud, which makes a lot of sense to me. How does that line up fantasy-wise as Mixon is listed as doubtful?
Yeah, so let's have a PSA here on this station. I want players to stop telling me they're fine after the game is done. We got that with Christian McCaffrey. Then he doesn't play. Maybe that was Kyle Shanahan doing nonsense. We've heard that with a few other people. I'm very scared that Justin Jefferson might have lied to us too, just because of how traumatized we've been the first weeks of the season. But Joe Mixon, injured Sunday night. Oh, I'll be fine. I'll be playing. Doesn't practice all week. Now listed as doubtful. Liar, Joe Mixon. I don't like that very much, because if we would have assumed even 1 week of Joe Mixon being out, I think Cam Akers would have been my top waiver wire call for the running backs. But instead I was saying Carson Steele or Samaje Perine and yada, yada. I think no Damian Pierce as well for the Texans. Again, expectation list is doubtful that Joe Mixon will not play. So Cam Akers is going to immediately step in, I think, as a minimum top 20 running back, top 24. Like, J.K. Dobbins, who's been a revelation for the Chargers, is going against the Steelers this week. I would rather play Cam Akers in this situation, even though it's basically an unknown and coming off of two Achilles surgeries, than J.K. Dobbins against the Steelers defense, just to put into comparison what we're thinking. So I think Akers is definitely near the top of the waiver wire list if you're in shallow leagues, and I think he would be considered as a start option if you have him.
It's interesting you bring up J.K. Dobbins. I saw a thing earlier today that Harbaugh took a defensive tackle that was like 300 pounds and converted him into a fullback when he got to the Chargers, changed his number to 44. and it's got that dude out in front blocking for J.K. Dobbins. Again, when Jim Harbaugh rolls into town, he's going to make running back some money, and Dobbins is going to hit the jackpot here if he stays with Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, if he stays healthy, he's the other part, and it's been the issue for his whole career, and it's why he was effectively free on free agency this offseason, and why the Chargers basically transplanted the whole Ravens backfield over to Los Angeles.
Yep.
Because they know what they can get out with Gus Edwards, too, and both those guys, I think, combined are effectively on one-year deal for $6 million total. If Dobbins plays healthy or stays healthy the entire season and is anywhere close to them, I think he's leading the league in rushing yards right now. Obviously, he's going to be in line for a larger contract, but his injury history, I think, rightfully should make people concerned. It's just a matter of Greg Roman being there in an offense that wants to cater to the run, and especially with Justin Herbert, we haven't even talked about him yet, evidently suffering a high ankle sprain. We'll see if he ends up playing, but our history of that language of an ankle would say he does not play, and so then what does that look like? Is it going to be Taylor Heinicke? Certainly hope he's on Easton Stick. All that stuff is kind of gross to imagine, or just a severely limited Justin Herbert would make, I think, Dobbins and Edwards even more of a focal point. And they're going against a competent team, an actual NFL team, not the Panthers. So I think they would take that away. And it makes me less interested in Dobbins this week.
All right, good point there. What about Keenan Allen for the Bears this week? He is out. This Bears offense still not functioning the way everybody thought it was going to function with Caleb Williams, in large part because this offensive line is absolutely brutal in Chicago, but they're facing a severely banged up Indianapolis Colts defense.
Yeah, no DeForest Buckner. We saw this past Sunday what a good game plan and game script can do against that Colts defense. But let's be honest here. We're in a Packer-centric market. Let's be truthful. Do we think the Bears will make a good game plan against the Colts defense? Because I sure don't. And I don't know if it's that Anthony Richardson will be effective or at least they'll use Jonathan Taylor more. I kind of wondered why they didn't against the Packers in that fourth quarter in particular when the Packers won. But I would assume that Caleb Williams at some point is going to look all right. I don't know if it's this week, and I think if I'm the Colts, I'm ball controlling the whole way through or not making Anthony Richardson throw any lollipop passes up for interceptions, because that was really the turning point in that Packer game, is that they had the ball for effectively 4 minutes at the entire half after that no-huddle interception on their second drive. So I think it's going to be a lot of running from the Colts, a lot of Jonathan Taylor, and by default, the Bears would probably want to do that, but they really haven't been able to with DeAndre Swift. Adunze is an interesting case. Like, would you play Adunze knowing Keenan Allen is out?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
DJ Moore, unfortunately, probably has to be in your lineup, and you can pop alongside him on the sidelines as both you guys are frustrated that you're not producing. But Adunze is an interesting one. I really think Adunze is going to be a special talent in the league, and I'm going to get angry the second he pops off and he's on my bench and we have to play the guessing game. But right now, with the way the Bears' offense has looked, which is dreadful, and the variety and just amount of available waiver wire guys that you could play over him, like Jalen Hill, like Jawan Jennings, like some of these running back flexes, I think Adunze probably, in a lot of situations, is out of your lineup this week.
A.J. Brown out for the Eagles again with that hamstring injury, and they're taking on the surprise team in the NFL, obviously, in the Saints, but that one is in New Orleans, and their head coach's head is on a platter, it feels like, here. At any time, they're going to chop it off and move on. So what do you make of that Eagles offense?
Yeah, it's one of the highest over-unders in the Week 3 slate, the Saints and Eagles, and when A.J. Brown is out, really the target tree just becomes Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert. And I don't know if it's something you can even react to. Obviously, they traded for Jahan Dotson within division during the final part of the preseason. Dotson hasn't done a whole lot. I'm not sure if that's just because he's learning the offense or whatever. But Troy Aikman had brought up Britton Covey during the broadcast of Monday. He's having a career day. And it's like, oh, what's that like? Six catches, 26 yards. I mean, yeah, technically that is a career day for him, but is that fantasy actionable? I if the over-under is to hit, my thought is somebody besides Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert has to be a guy that you'd want to have in your fantasy lineup. But I don't want to take any risks guessing if it is going to be Kobe or Jahan Dotson or let's another backup running back like Kenny Gainwell, 80-yard touchdown or something weird like that. It just is. It's really difficult to imagine what that offense would look like fantasy wise without AJ Brown and kind of be assuming who he can benefit from. So again, of these, I keep saying Jawan Jennings, but I'd rather have Jawan Jennings, Jalen Naylor than the AJ Brown situation. Just thinks that you're missing AJ Brown another week, I think.
All right, let's talk about running back Raheem Mostert. Chest, he is doubtful for this one. And obviously, anytime we talk about Miami, I talked about this last week, I really like Jalen Wright a lot. Will he finally maybe get some more playing time in this one without Mostert?
Yeah, I love Jalen Wright too. I think you and I are the only people that seem to love him, or at least the Dolphins organization certainly doesn't. That he was a healthy and active week one, I guess, isn't all that weird. But that they didn't utilize him in week two, especially after Tua went down with an injury, I do not understand that. The amount of work that they're putting on Devon Achane's body, again, we're talking about a sub-190-pound running back touching the ball 25 times a game. That's not sustainable. It just isn't. I don't know who I need to tell about this, like, to understand the concept. Like, getting schmucked by 250-pound 4-5 linebackers 25 times a game, if not trying to block as well, too, you can't hold up like that. And I don't know why the Dolphins are choosing to throw those checkdowns for 5 yards to Achane, if that's the case. So I'm assuming, wrongly, it feels like at this point, that Jalen Wright will be involved. I don't think you can play Jalen Wright. My bigger concern is Skylar Thompson is your quarterback for the foreseeable future for the Dolphins. How much does that dramatically affect Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle? You probably have to play Tyreek Hill. I don't really want to play Jalen Waddle. Like, I will play Jawan Jennings over Jalen Waddle. And I think that as soon as Skylar Thompson is gone, I don't think he's a top 64 quarterback in the league. Like, we can put this in Packer perspective. Sean Clifford, I think, is close to as good as Skylar Thompson, maybe a little bit better. And that's what the Dolphins' backup is currently. Once Tyler Huntley is there, I know he's not playing Joe Barry's defense anymore, but Tyler Huntley is a much better backup. So I assume once that change eventually happens, you'll see the offense look a little bit better. But I'm very pessimistic that anyone with Skylar Thompson as your quarterback in Miami is going to be a fruitful fantasy endeavor.
Talk with Joe Barzell, Roto Wire. If you have any questions, feel free to hop on. Only a couple minutes left here. 414-677-1250. Tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan, or at Sparky Radio. Kenneth Walker, oblique. He is out this week again. I can't say I was all that impressed with what I got last week out of his backup in fantasy football.
Yeah, well, at least Zach Charbonnet scored a touchdown. I mean, he had played 98% of the snaps. That's what we're shooting for. We're talking about Joe Mixon and Kenneth Walker and Isaiah Pacheco and Christian McCaffrey. It's like, my God, I mean, we're talking about four or five of the top 15 drafted running backs in the first four rounds that are out and out for a set of time. You're just hoping the backup who you hopefully grabbed or at least partner in the case of Charbonnet, that was like the obvious put together with Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet. You're just hoping they produce to some extent. So I think they'll be fine. I don't know what to think of the Seahawks overall. They're one of those teams that they haven't really played anybody either. They're one of the favorite streaming defenses because they had the Broncos and Patriots in back-to-back weeks. And now we're going to get Skylar Thompson and the Dolphins. I don't think they're playing another real offense again for a third consecutive week. So Charbonnet might by default get to have some work. And I think they'll be able to move the ball offensively where he's in for red zone. That's what you're asking for at this point when you're dealing with the litany of backup running backs that we are.
He is our guy, Joe Bartelli. He joins us each and every Football Friday. And I'm telling you, this is the guy you want to listen to. JB Fantasy Sports on Twitter, at JB Fantasy Sports. And is a huge Packers fan at that. What more could you possibly want? Joe, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Joe Bartelli again. JB Fantasy Sports on Twitter.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.